It was on July the 16th, 1251, when Our Lady appeared to St. Simon's Dock. This is where the bronze scapula was first handed to the Carmelite saint with his promise, "Accept this scapula. It shall be a sign of salvation, a protection in danger, and a pledge of peace. Whosoever dies clothed in this scapula shall not suffer eternal fire." In 1858, in the same month, on the same date, July the 16th, on the 18th and last apparition of Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady appeared to Bernadette, dressed as Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Now, Saint Bernadette testifies that this was the most beautiful of the apparitions. Sister Lucia of Fatima made a similar comment when, at a sixth and last apparition at Fatima, Our Lady showed herself in three different forms of clothing. The third and last was that of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, wearing the religious habit of the Carmelites. This, said Sister Lucia, was the most beautiful sight of all, and Lucia later attested that the scapula that was being held out towards her and the world signified that Our Lady wanted everyone in the world to wear the brown scapula and profit from it. She also mentioned how the brown scapula was part of the Fatima message.
True devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary consists in three things: veneration, confidence, and love. By simply wearing the scapular, we can tell her every moment of the day that we venerate her, love her, and trust in her protection. In 1955, a miracle occurred in the Midwestern part of the United States. A third grader stopped in a gasoline station to put air in his bicycle tires, and at that very moment, an explosion occurred. The boy's clothing was burned off, but his brown scapular remained unaffected, a symbol of Mary's protection. Today, although he still bears a few scars from the explosion, this man has special reason to remember the Blessed Mother's protection in time of danger.
A Jesuit missionary in Guatemala relayed the following incident of Our Lady's scapular protection. In November of 1955, a plane carrying 27 passengers crashed. All died, except one young lady. When this girl saw the plane was going down, she took hold of her scapula and called on Mary for help. She suffered burns, her clothing was reduced to ashes, but her scapula was not touched by the flames.
Miraculously, the brown scapular of Pope Gregory X, who died in 1276, was found intact in his tomb in 1830, though it should have decayed. His scapular can be found today in Italy in the Arezzo Museum. Likewise, St. Alphonsus Liguori's brown scapular was found miraculously incorrupt in his tomb years after he died, even though his body and priestly vestments had decayed to dust. If you'd like to see his scapular, it's in his monastery in Rome.
The Portuguese mystic, Blessed Alexandrina da Costa, took on immense suffering for the conversion of sinners. Now, part of those sufferings came in the form of diabolical attacks from the devil. Once, Satan appeared to her as a sweet young man, trying to tempt her to remove the sacramentals that she was wearing, but Alexandrina refused, which made Satan burst into anger. Among the sacramentals that Alexandrina wore was the brown scapular, which shows that when used with the correct dispositions, it is an effective aid to overcome evil.
Mary will not be mocked. Saint Claude de la Colombiere tells a shocking story. A man tried to drown himself three times and failed. He then realized that he was wearing his brown scapular. He took it off and he succeeded in drowning himself. Saint Claude says that you can wear the brown scapular all your life, but if you want to die without repentance for your sins, you will not die with your brown scapular. We cannot mock Mary by trying to abuse her gift and trying to cheat our way to heaven. We must want to embrace her Son and God's grace through her, mediatrix of all graces. During a brown scapular enrollment, I heard a similar story from Father Codet. An unrepentant man tried to cheat his way to heaven by wearing his brown scapular as he was dying. The man refused to go to confession, but he kept on his brown scapular. For Our Lady said, "Whosoever dies clothed in this scapular shall not suffer eternal fire." However, the man felt as though his scapular was burning. He took it off, and he died. Mary will not be mocked. Our Lady told Saint Dominic that she would save the world through the rosary and brown scapular, which is amazing because Our Lady had not yet given Saint Simon Stock the brown scapular. Saint Simon Stock received the brown scapular from Our Lady in 1251, and Saint Dominic had already died in 1221. In a time where we have easy access to writings from saints who say that most people will go to hell, that few will be saved. Should not every Catholic embrace our mother's protection from hell by God's grace? She wants us to go to heaven more than we do. She made the brown scapular requirements simple. 1. It must be brown, 100% woven wool in a rectangular shape. Black wool is acceptable. 2. We must be enrolled into the brown scapular confraternity by a priest. 3. Always wear your brown scapular. Pray, Mary, mediatrix of all graces, please hold us lovingly in your brown scapular as you held Jesus, your son, in your arms. Mother of God, I trust in your protection by God's grace. Jesus, take over. Please help me hug your mother back with your love, as if you were hugging her through me. Fiat Jesus Maria, I the sinner love you with all. Amen.